This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Today, President-elect Donald Trump will take his oath of office in Washington and all over the country, particularly right here in Appalachia. It's coal miners who will be closely watching the new president to see if he keeps his promise to bring back coal jobs. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports many of the voters in Pennsylvania's coal country aren't expecting Trump to work miracles for them as he takes office. But they do want him to put coal first.
Stand outside a supermarket in Greene County in the southwest corner of the state and ask people what they want from the incoming president. You'll hear this a lot.
A lot of the coal miners are out of work, and their families are in need of work, as well as the construction aspect. I feel that there's a lot of people out there without jobs in this time of the year. They need jobs.
I just hope for better change within the next 4 years for the coal miners.
I would like to see more jobs and less imports. I am definitely against imports.
Dean Courtright, Alyssa Strope, and Kent Knight all want some version of the same thing, a return of industrial jobs, like coal mining, to this part of the state. Greene County has lost a third of its jobs in coal mining, its largest industry, over the last 4 years. And Donald Trump, who's promised to slash environmental regulations on coal, won the county by 40 points. So now what? What do the voters who put Trump in the White House want? In a word, jobs. It's been over a year since the coal mine Dave Hathaway worked in closed. He spent most of 2016 sending out resumes looking for work. The search gained urgency when his son Deacon was born in August.
I like when he gets milk drunk and just passes back out. A little coma.
Hathaway's union, the United Mine Workers of America, traditionally supports Democrats. But these last two election cycles in 2012 and 2016, it hasn't endorsed any presidential candidate. In November, Hathaway gave Trump his vote.
I voted for Trump. I mean, a coal miner would be stupid not to.
Hathaway just got hired at a nearby mine. He thinks the election of Donald Trump means he'll have a better shot at keeping this job, even though he didn't really like a lot of the things Trump had to say during the campaign.
He is a wacko. He still is. I mean, he's never going to stop being a wacko. You know what I mean? But, I mean, the things that he did say, the good stuff, was good for the coal mining community. But we'll see what happens.
Tom Crooks witnessed the decline in coal firsthand. He's a vice president at R.G. Johnson, a construction firm that builds mine shafts.
2 years ago this week, we had 145 employees, and right now we have 22.
Crooks doesn't use the phrase war on coal, but he does think federal regulations mounted by Obama's EPA have weighed down his industry. Regulations like the Clean Power Plan, which curbs greenhouse gas emissions from coal-fired power plants. Crooks wants fewer regulation and more government research into making coal as clean as possible.
And really what's happened over the last 8 years is the smart people stopped working on coal, in part because of the way the federal government and the state governments looked at us. We just want them to start looking to coal as an option, that's all.
But wiping out regulations probably won't bring all the coal mining jobs back. That's because a big cause for coal's demise is the low price of natural gas, some of it coming from gas wells nearby. Blair Zimmerman is a Democratic Greene County commissioner and former coal miner. He supported Hillary Clinton, but he wished the Obama administration had spent more time helping coal-dependent communities like his transition their economies.
And no one's knocked at my door and said, hey, what can we do to bring manufacturing or industry? How can we help you help yourselves? That's my beef, you know. Coal miners can do anything. You know, they can transition to whatever.
Instead of a return to what once was, Zimmerman wants Trump to help his community prepare for what comes next. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
The Allegheny Front is produced in Pittsburgh and reports on the environment. More at AlleghenyFront.org. On the latest episode of Inside Appalachia, we hear what people across West Virginia expect President-elect Trump may do to help the region. As we heard in that last story, Appalachia supported Trump in part because the region is hurting. Unemployment rates are high in the coal fields, and lifespans in many parts of Appalachia are declining. West Virginia also has the highest drug overdose rate in the country. The federal agency with the mandate to help fix those problems is the Appalachian Regional Commission, the ARC. It's an economic development agency made up of the federal government and 13 state governments focusing on 420 counties across the Appalachian region. The federal co-chair is appointed by the president, so Donald Trump will likely select the agency's new leader. Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly asked the current ARC co-chairman, Earl Gohl, who was appointed by President Obama, what he believes the region should do to help rebuild its economy.
It is so critical for communities to look and understand that they have assets beyond coal, to look and understand that the folks who live in their communities have more skills and more ability than just to do one job.
The ARC helps distribute money for infrastructure throughout the region, such as a network of four-lane highways slicing through the mountains. Trump has promised to spend more on infrastructure, and Gohl says Appalachia needs more roads, more water and sewer systems, and especially more access to high-speed internet. And despite all our region's challenges, Gohl encourages us not to lose sight of our opportunities.
People can talk, or folks can focus on the woes of Appalachia. My approach has really been to focus on the opportunities in Appalachia, and I would argue something very different. My message to folks who live in Appalachian communities is that Appalachia really is has the potential of being the next great investment opportunity in America.
That was Appalachian Regional Commission co-chair Earl Gohl. To listen to the full episode of Inside Appalachia, which explores what people in West Virginia hope and fear from a Trump presidency, go to our website, wvpublic.org. It's clear many of the adults living in Appalachia are focused on what the new president can do for the economy here, but they're not alone. Young people also have their own concerns about President Trump. Students from Frankfort High School in Mineral County will march in the inaugural parade today in Washington. But before they left, Nancy Andrews from the West Virginia University's Reed College of Media and graduate student Justin Hayhurst asked them to share their thoughts about the new president and their role in performing at his inauguration. The visit was part of our collaborative reporting project, 100 Days in Appalachia. We hear the sounds of the band and some of their voices in this audio postcard.
We need to clean up all the little things for the television. Okay, here we go. Sit. All right, Miss Sarah, roll your feet. Point your toes. Guide left.
I'm really pumped for this. One thing I'm like super excited to do is see Donald Trump in person. Like, I think I'm gonna be like, ah, but like, anyway. But what's really impressive is that people who, I know there are people in this band who feel very strongly against Donald Trump, and what's impressive is that they're forgetting that, and they're putting our band first, and they're still gonna perform with our band, and I think that's pretty honorable, that they realize it's more than just them, and it's about the band.
I think it's an honor to be able to march for our country, because like, it's something that you don't get to do very often, and or like, obviously you don't get to do it very often. It's like a once in a lifetime opportunity to be able to march in that situation, and you don't get that chance there like ever, except for once or twice. So it's nice to be able to take it when you can get it.
I personally believe that I'm marching for this country and not necessarily for the president. I might not agree with him, but I definitely feel like that is an honor, and I'm not marching for him, but I think it's a really amazing opportunity to be able to be a part of history like people will look back at this and see like us in it.
Some people aren't for Trump, but I'm one of the people that is for Trump. And I'm honestly, the band has performed well this year. And I know why we got to go is because of how well the kids in the band right now are. Mm-hmm. It's just we're all close and we all know when to work and know when to have fun. It's hard work, but then in the end comes major, major rewards. And this is one of them. This election personally has affected me, meaning that it's helped me see that everyone matters and everyone's views matter. Everyone's race, religion, everything matters. It helped me see that people don't care and disregard other people's views and how they feel, which I don't think is right. What someone feels is what they feel, and they should be respected for what they feel and what they view. So it helped me see that I should, like, I personally and other people need to respect others for what they view, their views, and their race, religion, everything.
Students from Frankfort High School in Mineral County. The audio for this story was collected by Nancy Andrews and Justin Hayhurst and produced by Dave Mistich. For more about the Frankfort High School Band and to see their portraits, visit 100daysinappalachia.com. Keeping one foot in their native Michigan's Motown soul and another in Music City, bluegrass-inspired ensemble Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies delivered one of our favorite performances of 2015. Here they are with Everything's Changed and this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Well, all at once, everything changed. I became what I never thought I could be. Is this me or am I lost and just along for the ride? She looked at me with a sideways glance, knowing nothing could be left to chance. We closed our eyes, standing still. We swallowed the heaviness pill. Told me I had the secret to love. He listed steps 1, 2, and 3. What he wants will never be enough.
Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies with Everything's Changed. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Board, Dave Mistich, Roxy Todd, Liz McCormick, Carol Lofton, and Ann Lee. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our music is by Matt Jackfort. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.